Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
lovely sound of crackly vinyl. This is Pinion Jars, it's Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live. Good morning, welcome along. That's from 1967, recorded for the Prestige label. The sound of Ivan Boogaloo Joe Jones from his debut album, introducing the psychedelic soul jazz guitar of Joe Jones. And that was Tony Hatcher's Call Me, featuring Jones on guitar, the curiously named Limerick Knowles Jr. on organ. I wonder who that is. Alexander Witherspoon on Fender bass, and Bud Kelly was playing the drums. Let's move on with something from the Bethlehem label. This is the Mal Waldron Trio, featuring Waldron on piano, Julian Ewell on bass, and Al Dreers at the drums. It's from an album called Left Alone, which was a dedication to Billie Holiday. Mal Waldron was Billie Holiday's pianist towards the end of her life and obviously career. And this is Catwalk, one of Mal's tunes. Stick around, got great music between now and 11. Thank you. West Coast Jazz. That is Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, joined by Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. Frank Izzolo was on the drums, John Williams on piano, and Teddy Kotick was playing bass. That was Crazy Rhythm. This is Spinning Jazz. We'll be right back. the new radio home of hard bop classics. That's from 1960 on Blue Note Records, from the album Going Up. That's Freddie Hubbard, and that was a tune written by fellow trumpeter Kenny Dorham called Carioca. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner was playing piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones was at the drums. Before that, from 59 on Riverside, we heard Philly Joe's own band from the album Drums Around the World, and it's a stellar cast indeed. Lee Morgan and Blue Mitchell on trumpets, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Herbie Mann on flute, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Sahib Shiab on baritone, Winston Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and of course Philly Joe Jones at the drums. That was one of Philly's tunes, Blue Gwyn. And we're going to stay on Riverside, and we're going to stay in 59, and a fantastic album I picked up recently from Honest John's. Thank you to Harvinder for pointing me in the direction of this one. It's an album I knew quite well, but it's great to get an original stereo copy from 1960. It's Jimmy Heath, the wonderful tenor player and exceptional composer of tunes, and it's his album The Thumper, and it was recorded in September 59 in New York. And this one features Nat Adderley on cornet, Curtis Fuller once again on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor, Winston Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and the late great brother of Jimmy, who passed away recently, the wonderful Albert Tootie Heath, is playing the drums. This is one of Jimmy's tunes called New Keep, and this is Spinning Jazz. Thank you. recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's legendary studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey in 1988, came out on Muse Records. That's from the album Blues All Day Long, Richard Groove Holmes, and he was playing organ, and he was joined by Houston Person on tenor saxophone, Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, Cecil Brooks III was on drums, and Ralph Dorsey was on congas and percussion. That was a tune called Minor Inconvenience. Going to head up to the top of the hour with a couple of tunes dedicated to the Soul Brothers of the Northwest of England. It's a very good morning to Stu and Dave.
Thank you. Mr. Herbie Hancock.